There sure did seem to be a lot of red leaves this fall. I don't remember there being nearly this much red last year. What do you think, Yael?
I think you're right. And I bet it's because this fall we got a lot more sunshine during the days, but it was still very cold at night. Last year it was cloudy all the time, but warmer.
Yes, but what does that have to do with the color of the leaves?
There's a new, though not totally accepted, theory about what makes leaves turn deep red. The idea is that the red pigments, called anthocyanins, act like sunscreen.
Like, so already red leaves won't get sunburned? Sounds like some botched logic to me.
Just hear me out, will you? During fall, trees break down and reabsorb as many nutrients from their leaves as possible before they fall. It's just as this reabsorption process begins that leaves begin producing high quantities of these red pigments. The idea is that the pigment protects the ultra-sensitive photosynthetic tissues that generate the energy to drive this process of reabsorption.
Interesting idea. But what makes it more than just a theory?
This theory makes sense of a lot of yet-to-be-explained facts about the coloring of autumn leaves, like why there are more red leaves when fall consists of a lot of bright, sunny days, and why there are more red leaves when there are other stressors like near-freezing temperatures and drought, and why the outer leaves of maples are more colorful than the shaded leaves inside the canopy, and why...
Okay, sunscreen, maybe so.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Albert Rusink in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.